El señor representante de Italia tiene la palabra.
Mr. President, in having the honor of speaking for the first time, and with no small emotion, in this assembly, in the capacity of representative of a member state, I wish at the outset to address a grateful word of acknowledgement to all those countries, and there are many, a large majority of the countries represented here, which in the course of many years have never failed to proclaim and support Italy's right to enter the family of the United Nations. During these years, both in the Assembly and in the Security Council, friendly voices were repeatedly raised in favor of our cause, and many resolutions unanimously voted upon have comforted Italy's patient expectation with the strength of their political and of their moral significance. My thoughts go particularly, as well as to our Western allies, to all of the countries of Latin America. By their efforts and their unfailing support, they have proven, in a matter that we will never forget, the depth of the ties which unite us and that are rooted in the common race, civilization, and religion. It is no casual circumstance, Mr. President, that the deadlock of the admission should have been reached under the chairmanship of a distinguished representative of Chile. Italy today takes her seat in this assembly. The constitution that Italian people have given themselves contains all the fundamental principles upon which this organization rests. By adhering to the Charter of the United Nations, Italy, in fact, confirms the principles of the policies that regulate her life as a free and democratic nation. Italy, furthermore, confirms her deep aspiration for internal peace and justice. Peaceful coexistence among people of the world based upon the respect of liberty and of democratic institutions, and maintained in a spirit of constructive international collaboration, is the highest ideal of the Italian people. These are the directives and the objectives that have guided my country's foreign policy also during the recent years of her exclusion from the United Nations. And it is with sincere hope of being able to contribute even more validly to the attainment of these ideals that Italy has joined the United Nations. Mr. President, fully conscious of being part of an ancient civilization, Italy fully realizes the importance of tradition and history in the life of nations. And our sympathy goes to the young states of Asia and Africa, a sympathy which has already been happily translated in many cases into ties of close collaboration. I'm using the expression of young states, although, as in the case of my own, they are the representatives of ancient civilizations and have contributed enormously to the history of humanity. One of the fundamental functions of this organization is undoubtedly that of harmonizing within itself the aspirations and the ideals of different peoples and different civilizations. In a world in continuous evolution, new relations must be found between old and new political and human realities. The United Nations are the natural center of this process, and it is a natural object to fulfill this historically important task in the interests of all the people of the world. Italy intends to bring to this task a spirit of moderation and of wisdom. As the heir of an ancient civilization, my country knows and appreciates the value of equally great civilizations, be they ancient or recent ones. I wish to close these remarks, Mr. President, by expressing the conviction that the United Nations, through the constructive and inspired contribution of all its members, may attain the goal set forth by the Charter and towards which the entire human race looks in expectation. Allow me finally, Mr. President, to join in the tribute which has been made to your person and to avail myself of this opportunity to express the sincere appreciation of the Italian delegation and my personal one to the members of the Secretariat and in the first place to the Secretary General for their constant courtesy and cooperation in the years past. I thank you, Mr. President.